Then the real estate crash in 2008, 2009 destroyed my empire and my dreams too. Even in that situation, I did very well for myself, but I came to the extreme realization that traditional business ownership is not going to bring me to the promised land.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Thank you, everybody, for the opportunity today to share my story. It will be under 300 seconds. So why me, why WealthWave, and how did I end up actually here? So over 200 years ago, there was a revolution, an American revolution, an event that literally changed the course of history. It was led by the group of unsatisfied people, people who were tired of being told what they can do and when they can do it. People were fed up with the lack of choices, the lack of personal freedoms. People were fed up with their lives being controlled by others, fed up of being oppressed, fed up by being manipulated. They said, finally, I had it. I'm not going to live like that anymore. So guess what? What happened to me? The same thing. So your ancestors here in the United States took responsibility for what happened to them. It was that spirit and that attitude that ignited the country and formed what is now giant in the world. I have a question for you. Where is that spirit today? Do we need another revolution? So I grew up in Czech Republic, in German-French family, during the deep era of communism. I was very shy and introverted. 20 years ago in Czech Republic, there was a Velvet Revolution. It started in the capital city of Prague, and I was participating as a young, excited student, demonstrating in the streets. It was a non-violent transition of power. In 1990, Czechoslovakia held the first democratic elections. I graduated in 1993 from Czech High Technical University and worked shortly after a consultant for a national research company. It was very challenging, and I hated that job. The new post-communistic economy didn't offer any chance for a prosperous future at that time. So my father came and offered help, apparently as a savior. Due to his connections, I was hired by a small privately owned consulting firm in Germany. I relocated from Czech Republic and worked with Iranians and Russians on a variety of projects during the embargo time designed to be exported out of Germany. I was able to get another 4-year degree. It cost a lot of money, effort, and sacrifice. After I finished, I got a huge raise. I was single, making good money, traveled the world, and enjoyed amazing good life. However, I was fully aware that getting promoted in a small company was not even a remote possibility. So how did I end up here? So I came to the United States for vacation. One day in the summer of 1998, I woke up, head bandaged like a mummy, arms and legs suspended in the air. It was in the upper floor of the trauma center of the Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. I sustained a fractured skull, broken arms and legs, and my lungs were collapsed. I underwent craniotomy. So a seemingly innocent trip ended up as a near-fatal car accident. So this near-death experience challenged me to face life in a new way. Also, subsequent cranioplasty and multiple face reconstructive plastic surgeries require time and money. So how do I look now? I was forced to build something for myself, which forced me outside of my comfort zone. With a tremendous amount of capital, 10 years of hard work, multiple patents, I built something big, manufacturing company. Then the real estate crash in 2008, 2009 destroyed my empire and my dreams too. Even in that situation, I did very well for myself, but I came to the extreme realization that traditional business ownership is not going to bring me to the promised land. So who moved my cheese? And what happened next? I ran into Steve Miller. I didn't buy into his success story easily. Remember, I'm an engineer and scientist. I did some homework and investigation. I made him show me his 1099. So about 2 years ago, I started here. So probably like you all, I was not here for the American Revolution 2 centuries ago. However, I was in the Czech Republic for the Velvet Revolution 2 decades ago. And most importantly, I'm here now, all in for the Wealth Wave Revolution. I found what I was looking for by accident. Success is my duty, obligation, and responsibility. So I have a question for you. What are you looking for? Where is your spirit today? Thank you, and see you on the top.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.